arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Chatting right now with Eric Coffin. You know, typically we devote the second hour of the show to the resource industry. I wanted to pick Eric's brain a little bit about what's going on right now in the Yukon Territories. A lot of excitement coming out of there. A lot of action, so to speak, in the resource sector going on up there. Eric, what's the total picture?
Well, the Yukon's an area that's always been obviously very highly prospective. I mean, it is where it is location-wise, and in the more distant past, logistics were of course always an issue. But it's had a couple of exploration rushes. Everybody, of course, is familiar with the Klondike Gold Rush. And there have been periods in the past where various companies have gone in and tried to basically find out where the heck did this placer gold come from. The Klondike Gold Rush, of course, is placer gold, meaning it's loose gold that essentially must have eroded away from somewhere, hopefully nearby. And various guys have gone in and tried to track the stuff down, not with huge amounts of success until recently. But what's happened in the last couple of years is that the combination of a obviously much higher gold price and some discoveries in both Alaska and the Yukon have brought a lot of focus and a huge amount of exploration dollars to this area. And what probably generated the largest excitement for the smaller companies was a company called Underworld, which we used to follow before Kinross took them over, that made a discovery in the White Gold area early last year. They drilled off about 1.5 million ounces, and then this spring, Kinross took them over in a friendly takeover. Of course, that validation of the play got a whole bunch of people excited. Several other companies that had been in there last year really got to work this year, and then scores of other companies have gone in this year. Two companies in particular are worth noting in terms of the more advanced plays. One of them is Kaminak, another company we follow. They made a discovery south of Underworld on what's called the Coffee Project. They have several zones, and what they're doing is a little bit different from what Underworld did. Underworld, because they were sort of the first one in there, they felt they had to focus on generating a resource number, so there was something to get your arms around. Kaminak, I think, is a little bit more concerned about somebody showing up too soon to take them over, and the direction they've taken is, we know we've got a bunch of these targets, let's just try to get some holes into each target, so we've sort of got some feel for what the scale might be. So far, at least, they haven't missed on any of these targets. They've all generated good holes, so the overall scale potential of this thing looks quite large. They won't have a resource number this year. They're not even going to try. They're mainly about finding out how many zones they really go at next year. Another company that made a discovery last year, which is not in the White Gold area, is to the north of it, closer to the Alberta, to the Alaska border, rather. It's a project called Rao that's owned by a company called Attack Resources, ATAC, and that's another one we follow. And Attack, and there's three or four companies in the same office. They come out of a consulting group that was actually a very long-standing technical group in the Yukon that has a very long and broad experience, and as importantly, a big database of old data to sort of go back to and hunt through. They staked an extremely large project. They made a discovery called Rao last year. Looks like a sort of a classic epithermal gold one. Some of it oxidized, fairly high-grade stuff. In the last couple of weeks, they announced another discovery on the same property, but not physically close. It's actually like 25 kilometers away. That one was only one hole out, but that really got people excited because the description of the hole and the sort of grades they're getting, it's very reminiscent of the Carlin Trend in Nevada. It's that deposit type. And really what got Dave and I going on the Yukon early last year was with two things. One is that David, of course, has a bunch of direct Yukon experience, so
yeah,
he knows the area fairly well, and he was really happy to see it get this focus. I mean, he was happy for Yukon is that everybody was sort of back and spending money again. But it was the fact that people were making new gold discoveries is that they were making different types of gold discoveries, geological models that people had never really looked for up there. And when you get that situation, that's generally when you see really large areas open up because, you know, other guys will look around and go, hey, look, they found a really, really good-looking gold zone in that rock type. Where else can we find that rock type? And that's where you get what the resource guys call area plays, and that's what's going on in the Yukon right now.
How significant?
A huge amount of money has been raised.
Yeah. David, let's talk about the level of activity up there. Now, you know, when you talk about area plays, that can be typically that is a pretty major event in the mining industry because you get a whole bunch of little companies going up and, you know, and scratching the dirt, so to speak. How big? What's the extent of the area play right now in the Yukon?
There's basically the major area play is probably the white gold area, and part of the reason for that is because as you said, a whole bunch of different companies, and I know there's been several staking syndicates in there now too, and those guys will turn around and option stuff to these various juniors.
Right.
There's probably 40 or 50 companies in that area right now. There's a few people around ATTAC, but ATTAC took a different tack on things and staked this absolutely enormous property, which is going to make an area play a little tougher there simply because those guys staked everything in sight.
Yeah.
But you're starting to see satellite areas. There's another company we follow called Northern Target, which is nowhere. They have some projects in white gold, but their stuff that's interesting is actually quite a ways away. It's almost at the Yukon NWT border. They've made a new high-grade discovery. So you're starting to see these satellite plays pop up. And it's been actually a long time since we've seen a geographic area play. There's been commodity plays like uranium, rare earths, that sort of stuff. But a true sort of geographic area play, like the diamond play that happened in the Northwest Territories 15 years ago or Voisey's Bay,
that's
really the last couple of ones we saw. It's actually quite exciting for everybody to see one of these again.
Now, are we talking underground situations? Are we talking placer situations? What kind of situations are we talking about up there?
It's probably going to be both. Underworld, they've got, you know, part of theirs will probably be open pit, but I think they'll probably go underground. It's a fairly thick zone. The average grade's about 3 grams, but it's fairly broad. It's like 15 meters. That's the sort of thing you can underground mine pretty efficiently. Kaminak stuff, it's too early to say, but a lot of the stuff they've drilled is quite close to surface. ATTAC stuff, who knows? I mean, some of the Rao stuff, the original discovery on this project, that's fairly close to surface, and the grades are fairly high. This new thing, there's only one drill hole, so I think it's probably going to be both, and certainly there's advantages to both of those. I mean, I know there was a long period where everybody just wanted to see open pit stuff. I mean, Dave and I being an exception, we've always liked underground stuff.
Yeah.
The mining techniques people have now, you can mine underground pretty efficiently, and there's a lot to be said for being underground in a place where it gets to be 30 or 40 below in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, open pits can have their... And one other thing I'll mention about the Yukon that's sort of driving this, and we've talked about it a bit in the newsletter. I'm kind of putting a bit of a report together for subscribers, but... One thing that is interesting about the Yukon that's different from most of Canada is there's actually a big chunk of the western side of the Yukon territories, including the white gold area, that wasn't glaciated during the last 3 or 4 ice ages. And what that has meant, at least so far with the guys that have been able to get drills going, doing large soil surveys has turned out to be very efficient and actually a very good predictor. They have been finding very close by or mineralization right under it because the soil there has been sitting there and able to soak up the metals rather than being scraped and shoved around by the glaciers like is the case in most of Canada.
You know, we have a really interesting situation right now. As Eric brought out, you know, area plays are pretty exciting things in the resource industry, and one of the reasons that this particular one could be particularly of interest to investors is we are in a really, really strong precious metals market right now. Gold and silver are both at very, very high levels right now. The general consensus is that those prices are not going to drop. You know, if that's the case, the values of some of these exploration companies and development stage companies that are working in the Yukon could absolutely skyrocket. I want to suggest if you want more information on this or really on almost anything concerning the resource industry, click on David and Eric's picture, which accompanies this interview. That'll direct you to their website, and you get all of the information you want on what these very, very bright and competent guys do. Big Al's going to be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
We devote the second hour of this program to topics relating to the resource industry. The reason we do that is, as I've said numerous times in the past, I think this is the best place for investment right now available. Big Al does not like the conventional stock market so much anymore, but he really does like the resource industry, and I'm not telling you what to do, but I will say that my wife and I are really putting the majority of our capital into this particular sector. Okay, chatting right now with Yale Simpson. Yale is the chairman of a company called Extore Gold. They are located down in Argentina, specifically in Patagonia. They have a property down there called Cerro Moro. They have just submitted a Form 20F registration statement to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which is reviewing it at this point. This is not forward-looking information. It's just a matter of, course, once the Form 20F is reviewed by the SEC and approved, which I can see no reason that it wouldn't be, Extore will then make application to the New York Stock Exchange, AMEX. The advantage here to you folks, if you want any more information on this company, you want to get it from probably the most credible source there is out there, and that's Securities and Exchange Commission. You can do that by simply going to www.sec.gov and then look up companies, put in Extore Gold, and the Form 20F will be there for you to peruse, study, whatever you want to do with it. Okay, Extore is active in Patagonia. That's in southern Argentina. I have been down there. We shot some video down there. It's the Cerro Moro property is a very, very interesting property for a number of reasons, not the least of which is Extore came out with a press release this past week, which we discussed on The Daily Show, where they talked about some really phenomenal drill results. Let's start out, if you wouldn't mind, Yale. Let's talk about the drill results that you announced last week.
Yeah, what we the background to that is that the company has the drill rigs, and that's what how we find the gold. That we have a known deposits. In fact, I should say multiple deposits, and we are our objective is to double the size of our gold deposit. And in doing that, we've announced that this is about the second or the third announcement relating to that exploration where we've made further discoveries. What's remarkable about it and why the world pays attention is because the discoveries are very high grade. In other words, the quantity of gold, silver, and a ton of rock is high. Often for us, that means better than 1 ounce of gold in a ton of rock. And of course, an ounce of gold is worth $1,200, and a ton isn't very much. You'd put a ton in a big wheelbarrow. So that really, that demonstrates what the upside of the deposit is. And not only that, it demonstrates the potential for this to be one of the really low-cost mines in the gold business. That's why the market paid attention.
Well, the market also paid attention, obviously, because of the merger and acquisition activity that's going down there on a property that's very, very close to your Cerro Moro project, right?
Yes, and that came out of the blue for us. A major company that would be known to anybody who follows gold is Goldcorp, a major Canadian company. They announced a friendly takeover of a company called Andean, listed on the TSX. What was remarkable is what they paid for it. Now, this is not a company in production they took over. This is simply a company that had completed its engineering, had announced that they intend to construct a mine. They were taken over for $3.6 billion without yet having produced an ounce of gold and probably without being in a position to produce an ounce of gold for a couple of years. The implied value per ounce by that takeover for the ounces that they had announced was over $1,000 an ounce for the announced ounces. And you'd say, why would they pay $1,000 an ounce when the gold price is $1,200? Because the acquiring company, Goldcorp, felt the deposit would be twice as big, and in which case they're only paying $500 an ounce. That's still one of the highest prices ever paid for a producer, emerging producer. And the reason being is it's one of the highest grade deposits in the business, yet it's only half the grade of our discoveries.
Number one, let's stress that last thing that you mentioned. It's only half the grade of the results that are coming out of Cerro Moro, which is your project. But let's say that I think that one of the reasons that that particular valuation was placed there by Goldcorp is because the precious metals market right now is absolutely going to the moon at the risk of being overly exuberant, and there is really no reason to see that upward trend reverse itself, Yale. Things are so chaotic right now in the financial communities that people are literally just absolutely running to gold and silver because they think that's the only safe place to be right now. And this is happening more and more on a daily basis because Big Al watches it every single day. So you're really in the catbird seat down there.
Yeah, and what happens is, of course, as investors pile into the senior companies because they'll take the companies with the lowest risk, if you like, they drive up the valuation of those senior companies, and then the senior companies must start acquiring junior companies to justify their valuation. And so that spurs this very active M&A activity. But having big companies acquiring juniors that aren't even producing an ounce of gold yet is unusual. And that's the way the space is going. And that's why people said, will this story be next? And I'm not saying we're in that process. I'm just saying people say, are they going to be next? Look what X-Story's found, 1 million ounces. They're talking about a potential for another 1 million ounces. This is what makes it all happen.
Well, how soon, I mean, when you talk about a potential for another 1 million ounces, I know you've got an ongoing exploration program, you know, a very active ongoing exploration program going on down there. How far in the future will it be until you announce a significant increase in your asset?
Well, that's a leading question, obviously, because it's, you know, it's a forward-looking thing. But let me say that officially speaking, we have said that in March of next year, we intend to put out another statement on how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, however, that the mining analysts in the space, and there are many of them who are dedicated to the space, regularly prognosticate what they think we're finding. Because they can do it. I mean, I go to be SEC compliant. They don't have to be.
Yeah.
But I think the press releases that we make regularly in themselves, showing the widths, the grades, it doesn't take a lot of rocket science to see that every day, every month, we are adding to our resources. And as long as we keep that up, we'll continue to see upward revaluations of the company.
I want to stress to listeners a couple of things. Number one, we have shot some video, which is on our website. It's also on the X-Story website, which we did last year. That will be updated here shortly, probably within the next 45 days, and all the updated video will be available for you for viewing at that time on our site, on the X-Story website, what have you. Also want to say X-Story is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get more information on this company, all you have to do is click on the banner and away you go. That will take you to sources where you can get all the information you want on the company to make your own informed decision. Yale, thanks so much, my friend.
Great talking to you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, I have to tell you that situation down in Argentina that Yale Simpson is involved in, Extore Gold, that we discussed in the last segment. Take a look at it and see if you don't agree that that's one you might want to get a little more information on. Okay. Totally changing the subject right now. I am chatting with a new guest. His name is Keith Schaefer. Keith is the publisher of a newsletter entitled The Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin. Big Al is getting more and more interested in oil and gas, and consequently I spoke with Keith about becoming a quasi-regular guest on the program, because I think this is a segment of the resource industry that people really don't want to overlook it. Keith, thank you so much for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Great to be here.
Why oil and gas? You know, you're one of the few guys that's doing this right now.
Well, there's two big reasons. One is that every year, production in oil wells and gas wells declines. So if the first year you're producing 100 barrels a day, the next year you're only going to be producing probably 60 to 70 barrels a day because of the natural declines in each well. And this means that we constantly have to re-drill, re-find new wells everywhere in the world to replenish that. So this means that the industry has got a lot of incentive to quickly go after new discoveries, which enrich investors. So my job at my letter is to find all these new discoveries. And the second reason is that there is a technological change happening in the business right now that is just creating billions of dollars of wealth for investors, and that is horizontal drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And so really what they're using horizontal drilling for is they can now get oil and gas out of rock.
Right.
For the last 125 years, they've only been able to get it out of sand formations deep underground. Now, with fracking and horizontal drilling, they can get oil and gas out of rock.
Do me a favor. Yeah. Define the word fracking, because I think a lot of our listeners who are new to this industry perhaps don't know what that means.
Sure. Fracking is a short form for fracturing. So what happens is a company drills a vertical well, and then they drill a horizontal part to the end of that well. The technology is there to turn the drill bit and make it go horizontal now. And so they're drilling through rock, and they have to break up that rock to loosen the oil and gas to let it flow to the well.
Mm-hmm.
So they send water down at ultra-high pressure.
Right.
It busts out through the well into the rock formation, and the pressure is so hard that it cracks the rock wide open for several meters around the well, and that's what they call fracturing the rock, and we just call it fracking as a short form.
Okay, now from an investment standpoint, you were pointing out the fact, and maybe I misunderstood you, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of investor interest, I understood, in companies located in either the U.S. or Canada. Is that true?
The local domestic plays have not had a lot of excitement happening yet. The real excitement has been happening on the international plays. And I think that's just a case of right now that North America is actually very gassy. Like in Canada, we're about two-thirds gas. In the States, you're a little bit less gas, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
So the economics on gas right now are horrible. Gas prices are very low, and nobody's making money. So investors really are not that intrigued by North American plays.
Okay, primarily because they're centered around, for the most part, natural gas. Well, when you go to other parts of the world and you begin to focus on the oil sector, okay, what should people be aware of there? Where, for example, is oil as an energy source more prevalent than it is in North America?
Well, there's a lot of the tropical areas don't have natural gas infrastructure. They have oil infrastructure, and they are desperately racing to get natural gas because it's so much cleaner. But for now, they have to live off oil. So a lot of the plays that are being done in different areas are much more oily. Though I guess, Al, honestly, oil is such a global commodity that's not particularly relevant. What's really relevant is that you can get some big, big wells in some undiscovered, underexplored areas. Like Colombia down in South America in the last 4 years has been drilled like Swiss cheese, and it will continue to get drilled. Thailand has had some amazing discoveries recently. And, of course, the big wells that are happening in Eastern Africa and Iraq right now are starting to attract a lot of attention.
Interesting. You know, I was chatting with Frank Holmes, who I think you probably know. And Frank was talking about Colombia. He's very excited about what's going on down there. Apparently, he was down fairly recently in that area with former President Bill Clinton. And he feels that Colombia right now is an environment that is really, really conducive for investors. Would you agree with that?
Partially, yes. And the two reasons I would say that is because Colombia clearly has incredible geology. There have been some fantastic, not just single wells, but entire fields discovered there. And secondly, the new government there has a great fiscal regime. So the companies don't have to give all their profits to the government. They get to repatriate their profits back to shareholders. So the Colombian government, thanks largely and due to billions of dollars of U.S. aid over the last decade, has done an amazing job at being able to create a fantastic place for investors there. The only caveat I have on that, Al, is that all the promoters and the guys down there know what a good deal that country is, and they go down there, and the valuations on these Colombian plays are very high now, very high. I only own one or two. There's many, many out there right now, and there's more every day, but most of them are very, very expensive, and so I haven't done a lot of investing myself there despite the exciting opportunity.
What parts of the world do you like better, Keith?
Right now, we're fairly heavily invested in Thailand. I have an onshore play called Pan Orient that I think is just fantastic, a very cheap valuation, fast-growing production. An offshore play in Thailand is called Coastal Energy. Again, very low valuation, fast-growing production. So that's what I like to see. And these are two stories that have traditionally been shunned is the wrong word, but ignored by the investment community, and now that they're growing much more quickly, are being discovered. So that's where I try to put my money.
Given the fact that listeners aren't real familiar with you or your work, let's change that right now. Let's talk a little bit about your background and your newsletter and why your newsletter should be important to our listeners.
Sure. My background is journalism. I come from the media side of the business, and then I spent the last 20 years in the capital market. So my commitment to my readers is to make oil and gas simple, mm-hmm. understandable, accessible. So I write in very simple English, and I always try and relate my stories back to how does this affect the wallet of the retail investor.
Sure.
So always trying to help everybody make a buck and explaining some of the issues around the industry and helping them find places to make money. So what I do each morning is read all the research. I spend about 2 hours each morning reading the research from all the different brokerage firms in Canada and some in the U.S., seeing who's made the big discoveries, who's got the big land positions, and picking my spots from that.
Okay. You mentioned the Far East. You were talking about some of the big plays coming out of Iraq. Are those foreign companies that are investing in Iraq actually going in there and drilling?
Yes, you're seeing a lot of U.S. and Canadian companies go in there and acquire concessions and do very expensive wells. There's some great fields there. I'm not very familiar with Iraq, again, because there's so much capital required. These companies often have a huge number of shares out, which always turns me off.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity there for discovery is fantastic.
Yeah. So kind of what I'm gleaning from what you're saying is that at this moment in time, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but at this moment in time, you're saying that Thailand probably represents one of your top picks in terms of geographic areas to invest in. Am I correct?
Yes, Thailand and Indonesia.
Thailand and Indonesia. That's interesting. Keith, thank you so much. We have a link on our website to Keith's newsletter. Keith will be on the program on a much more frequent basis here in the future. Don't overlook energy. You know, we talk a lot about precious metals on this program, but you know what? As much as I like precious metals as, in my case, an investment, I have to tell you, you can't eat gold and silver, and gold and silver can't heat your home. Energy can. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend Roger Wiegand. And hey, I want to say one thing about Trader Raj. Raj does a market close every day. More and more of you folks out there are listening to that on our website. And I have to tell you, this guy does a really, really good job. He is totally, totally dedicated to following trends. He's a very bright individual. Check out his market close. It comes up every day just shortly after the market does close. Roger gives his insights into what's going on in the conventional stock market, what's going on in the resource sector, what's going on in the various money markets, etc. You know, really, really worthwhile checking out. Roger and I right now are going to discuss a couple of things. Number one, President Obama's speech of last Wednesday, and number two, the press conference which happened yesterday morning. Now, I have to say, Roger may disagree with me, but I tell you, I think the guy is really trying. I think he's going in the wrong direction personally, but that's what we're going to discuss. Roger, what's your opinion about all of this? I mean, are we too far down the hole to climb out?
Well, I think we were too far down the road, down the hole, as you said, to climb out even before Obama was elected president.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you know, you got to be fair and look at the big picture and really understand what's happened here for the long term. And, you know, the United States fiscal policies have been a disaster for many years. All these wars that we've got to pay for and all the silly spending that's gone on for numerous other things within the government has absolutely crushed our ability to sell bonds, because we're at the point today where Bernanke is trying to sell bonds at auction, and the foreign people who have been supporting him and buying his bonds are shunning that investment. The other point we might make, and this is extremely important for everybody right now, I have noticed this week, and others have reported on it, that corporations and governments both throughout the world have been running to the bond market to raise as much cash as they can, because they smell big trouble ahead, and I think they're absolutely correct. Not only that, but yesterday the big news was is that the big Dutch bank, which is probably one of the biggest banks in the world, they're going to sell stock to the tune of $11.4 billion, which way surpasses what they were supposed to need for cash to invest and buy in new businesses. Now, commentators and analysts from Germany and from Europe yesterday told us that the reason they think is because the stress tests on the banks turned out to be pretty lousy. They were not reported that way, but the reality of it is these banks in Europe are in big trouble just like they were in the United States for all the reasons we've discussed before. Consequently, they've got to raise capital so that they can meet their margin requirements to operate as a as an ongoing entity.
Yeah.
So they're rushing quickly to get this done because they understand that the markets the market window for raising capital both in bonds and in stocks, that window is closing very quickly.
Well, surprise, surprise. I got to tell you, I agree with you 100%. I came out on the record yesterday in my daily editorial and said exactly what you're saying. You know, the problem that we're in economically isn't the fault of the Democrats. It isn't the fault of the Republicans. It's the fault of people on both sides of the aisle unwilling to take the hardships, for lack of better terms, that need to happen to get us out of this. I mean, it's really, really simple. If you compare the United States to a business entity, okay, a business entity survives or falls by the strength of its income statement, okay? If expenses continue to overshadow by a long shot revenues, the business is going to fail. That's the situation the United States is in right now. You know, as Bob Moriarty said two or three years ago, we have to bite the bullet. We have to let certain aspects of our economy fail so we can rebuild them. It's not going to work to do it the way that we're doing it right now. I mean, I hope it does, but I don't see it. I don't see the stimulus package working. I don't see a continuation of the printing of money working. I mean, God bless President Obama. He's trying really, really hard. But I think that he is beating his head against the wall.
No, I would totally agree. I think the best that we could hope for, Al, the very best that we could hope for as an outcome on this all these problems is that we end up in a deflationary recession like Japan has suffered since 1989. Okay.
And you're saying that's the best?
That's the very best I think that we can do, and that could go on for decades. Okay?
Yeah, well, it did in Japan.
But the worst case is something is going to break somewhere because all of this stuff is interlocked, not only the economies in North America, but they're interlocked internationally. And people can make moves sometimes unwittingly that can turn the T-card upside down very quickly.
Sure.
You remember back in 1996 when long-term capital had a lot of money at stake, and long-term capital all of a sudden crashed because Russian bonds failed. Nobody expected that. I mean, that was a black swan that flew in out of left field. That was totally unexpected, and that was a very critical time in history in economics in the world. And fortunately, the smarter heads were able to run in and cover. But that was several billion dollars, and it was only in the matter of a handful of days. And, of course, the last time this happened was the Lehman event when we went right to the edge of the cliff, probably, with the whole world economy.
Well, you and I were over in Idaho when my family and I were shooting some video over there for a client of ours, Premium Exploration. And I remember we were talking with Dan Pacenti and Marshall Barrell about this situation. You know, and these guys are two staunch conservatives. Not crazy conservatives, but staunch, you know, intelligent conservatives. And they both said the same thing. It doesn't matter in the next election if it's the Republicans or Democrats who prevail. What matters is we need somebody who's willing to stand up and tell the true story. President Obama isn't lying necessarily, but people have to be aware of how dire the straits in this country are right now, because we're not going to be able to fix it if we don't realize the problem. A couple of interesting statistics. Bellevue, Washington, a very high income level part of the state, personal bankruptcies in Bellevue last year were up 170%. Housing foreclosures are up a staggering amount in Bellevue, okay? Who cares about Bellevue, Washington? It's a small area. It's indicative of what's going on in most of the country. People have to understand that, and people have to tighten their belts and say, we as a country are going to make this work. We can't beat around the bush anymore. And to an extent, I think that the president's speech last Wednesday kind of was beating around the bush, Raj.
Well, yeah, I agree, but the only way they're going to really try to get a resolution on this, and it's going to take many painful years in my view, they're going to have to get busy and put the right policies in place and slowly chip away at all the damage and try to repair it. And the policies that were expressed by the president in the speech, the last two speeches he made in the White House and in Ohio, are really off in the wrong direction, because he wants to continue a tax and spend program, and that's proven over the long pull to not to be the right way to go. So it's, I think there's going to be a major backlash in the election this fall. I watched Dick Morris and Karl Rove on Fox News last night. Morris is even being more aggressive now. He's a very astute political guy, and he says now that he thinks that both the House and the Senate are going to go to the GOP in the fall. But if, in fact, that's true, those guys better get busy and do the right thing, and doing the right thing is going to hurt.
They've got to get busy and do the right thing. You know, when you say those guys, you're referring to the Republicans. But you know what? I don't think that any politician has the guts to stand up and say, this is what it's all about. This is where we are. The majority of the country does not want to believe it. You know that, Roger? They just simply don't want to believe it.
No, they can't face reality. And what's going to have to happen, unfortunately, is something's going to break and we're going to have a disaster, and it's going to be very harsh. And my only hope is that, you know, we can pick up the pieces after a depression or after hyperinflation. There's going to be a lot of damage and problems. But what we can't pick the pieces up on later is if we lose our liberty and freedom in this country.
I agree 100%. I want to end on that. I want to add two things. You know, one thing that that Jay Taylor, a colleague of Rogers and mine, convinced me of 4 or 5 years ago. He convinced me that this was right around the corner. I personally agreed with him. He just beat me to the punch. But I want to say you got to do a couple of things, you guys. You got to look out for yourselves and your families. Get out of debt. We did. You have to do that, number one. And number two, put your money where you think is a very, very safe place. Hey, thanks for listening this weekend, you guys.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.